Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of competence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. All right, gentlemen, today we're talking about how to match your belt with your shoes, which seems pretty simple. And I do have two simple rules. And if you follow this, hey, you are good to go. But the problem is we live in a world with almost infinite choices. And oftentimes you're going to find yourself in a situation that you have a belt and you've got a pair of shoes and they don't match exactly. And that's the second part of this video. I'm going to teach you how to wear belts and shoes and sometimes even opt not to wear the belt and look great every time. Sound good? Now, if you want to go visually, check this out. I've got a great video. I've also got show notes. Go check them out over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode104. Yes, we've got over 100 amazing episodes here on iTunes and however you're listening to this. I know there are many different options out there. But at the end of the day, though, I would really appreciate a review. I'd appreciate if you like this podcast to pass it around, to share it. I create these podcasts because I like to go a little bit deeper than I do go in my videos. It's actually a little bit more unscripted, and hopefully you enjoy this. Now, let's get over to matching your belt and shoes. Really simple, guys. Two basic rules. Leather matches leather. Metal matches metal. So let's talk about that. So first off, look at what you naturally gravitate to in your wardrobe. I know I am particularly, I like dark browns. I like silvers. So for me, that's the belts primarily that I have in my wardrobe. This is just something I've known I've picked up. Now, I do have variations in the brown, from dark brown to medium brown to brown that's got a little bit of a polish, a burnish to it that gives various colors. I've got some light brown. I've got some browns with texture in them. But at the end of the day, probably 80 to 90% of my belts are brown. I've got quite a few of them. Now, there are other ones I bring in. Oxblood. This is something that I've got oxblood shoes. I have oxblood belts as well. And I really like this color more so than black. But I do have at least two pairs of black shoes. Why? Because black is going to be the most formal of colors. And it's something that you want to wear whenever you wear a black tie if you're going in for a high level interview with a conservative company. Black shoes are just the default. It's the most formal color out there. So of course, I have about two black belts that I've got for whenever I wear those black shoes. So leather matches leather. Pretty simple, right? Now let's go to metal matching metal. There are variations of silver and variations of gold. You've seen rose gold. You've seen just, you know, more of the traditional, like what we envision the brighter gold to be. But there's also going to be copper out there. You're going to see other variations of iron. And I'm not going to say you find iron buckles, but they're going to have those variation of metal colors are going to be out there. Copper. When you see this, understand that you're not looking to get an exact matchup on the metal, but you want it to be very close. Now, what other metal are you wearing on your wardrobe? Oftentimes you've got a watch. Sometimes you're going to have maybe metal over on, you'll have like a tie clip. Maybe you've got cufflinks, maybe with your glasses, whatever it is. I find with your jewelry, with your wedding ring, you know, although wedding rings are a little bit more exempt from these rules in general, but if you like gold rings, if you like gold necklaces, most likely you want to be looking for gold in your belt buckles. Same thing again with the leather. You want to be looking at other things, and I talked about this, that you have gravitated towards. And so, hey, if you gravitate towards, let's say, black leather bags, black leather, let's say, belts, of course, black leather shoes should make up the majority of your wardrobe. It's just going to be easier to match something that's going to work with everything that you've got out there. Black leather gloves. I could go, the list goes on, but it is something that I find sticking when you're building your base wardrobe with one particular leather color. And I know some of you guys want to change this up. One thing that you can do is bring in texture. If you know, hey, I want to stick with dark brown, you want to stick with light brown, then know that, hey, you can bring in some texture and that does add a bit of variation. But understand that I find most men are dominated by darker leathers. The reason being, it's just going to be dressier. It's going to be something, if you do own a suit, you do need to have a pair of dark colored shoes. Why? Because dark colored shoes with a dark colored suit, this is the go-to whenever you're going to a wedding. You've got to look great. If you've got to say goodbye to somebody at a funeral and you want to show respect, that is the color, the darker color that is going to be universally accepted almost throughout the world as a show of respect, whether you're going into an interview, whether you are going in to say goodbye to somebody. So those are the basic rules, right? But we live in a world in which those basic rules don't always play out exactly. So let's start off with one of the questions, very common, and I don't oftentimes see a good explanation for, is what about black and brown, Antonio? I've got a dark brown belt. I've got black shoes. Can't I wear this combination? I mean, they're both dark. The answer is no. And this is why. It's about color temperature. So brown, it's technically a warm color. It's a variant of red. And warm colors are often, you know, hues basically, red through yellow, browns, tans. They just want to stick together. Whenever you bring in a cold color, a cool color, such as black, black is considered a cool color. It is something that it just doesn't work. And that's the reason. Now, I think black can work with gray. It can work even with blues. That would be especially dark blues. That's a cooler color. You could have blue shoes with a black belt. I think you can pull that off. But brown, a warmer color? Nope, guys, it's just not gonna work. Now, next up, what belt do you wear with loud, bold shoes? Let's say you've got a pair of, you know, it's a mix of like a, let's say, the example I use in the video is blue velvet or blue suede with a dark brown. That right there, what do you go with? Do you go with the blue or do you go with the dark brown? In that case, I think you should go with the dark brown. Really try to stick with the leather. But what if you've got two-tone? You've got, you know, a pair of, it's got dark brown and a medium brown. Do you go with a mix of the two browns? Do you go with that dark brown? Do you? I think you've got a wide variety of options there. And you could actually go with something that's a mix between the two. But I do like to stick with the primary color. So you want to look at the primary. What is, if most of the shoe is dark brown and it's using the lighter brown than the two-tone for the accents, then I would go with the darker brown. But you can, if you want that belt to pop a bit more and you're perfectly within the rules, in my opinion, is that you could go with that secondary or even tertiary color. Sometimes shoes are going to have a little bit of an accent. I've got a pair of boots that have a little bit of an orange lacing in them. Could I actually wear an orange belt with them? I would say yes. Now let's talk number three about belt combinations with shoes, which normally there's no corresponding actually, like let's say you want a pair of gray suede shoes. You don't often see gray belts out there. So I'm going to say in this case, what we're talking about here are non-colors. So with this, you have the grays and you have the blacks. So I think that grays and blacks work perfectly fine with one another. So if you're going to go with a pair of, you've got those gray suede shoes or even black shoes, you could wear a gray belt if you happen to have one. Preferably, I would like to go with a darker gray, but gray always has, you know, darker gray is not truly black, but I think that you could actually pull those off together. But let's go with those gray shoes. In that case, I would say, yes, you could pull off a black belt, but you could also go with something that, you know, has a lot of color to it. Obviously, when we see this combination, we know that you're not able to pull together. It's more of what type of the overall outfit look are you looking to put out there? Is it something that you want to have a very cool, more of a dressier look? In that case, definitely go with the black. Or if you want something that you're going to be wearing at night, or if you want something you're wearing during the day and you want to have it a little bit more festive, sure, then go for the, I don't know, that red, white, or blue belt because you want to wear this to a nice picnic on the 4th of July. Now let's go into, what about matching oxblood shoes? Oxblood is one of those ones, it's become very popular and we see a variation. Maroon is oftentimes what people call it. I do like to have a matching belt. I never feel that black looks that great with oxblood. It just looks a little bit off. It can be done, but I like to have the oxblood belt. Now, what about dark brown? I think it's better than black, but still with the red that's and the deeper red that's brought in there with that maroon, I just feel that you need to jump, and they're actually readily available out there. So, and by the way, if you're looking for a belt, the company I recommend, Anson Belt and Buckle, they are just, I've known David, I've known him and his father for years, and I love what him and Frank are doing. I love the customer service. I love that they've actually got these belt systems so that any of the buckles will work with any of the belt straps. They've also got a service, so you could send them a picture of these shoes. Hey, you know, guys, what do you think? What's going to match these? And they're going to send you a number of belts that they carry that they think would actually match the shoes. So it's great customer service that for me really just endears me to this company. And I've known those guys for almost a decade. So it's been cool to watch them build up the company. Now, rule number five, can you wear a light brown belt with the dark brown shoes? And I think you can do this, but I would think that you want to keep them as close as possible. And my rule of thumb is if someone were to look at you from like 20 feet away, would they easily be able to tell? And let's get back to, you know, this is kind of outside, but I talked about bonuses, having fun with texture, but really, can you get away without wearing a belt? And this kind of applies to rule number five, because if you're wearing a sports jacket, if you're wearing a leather jacket on it and no one actually sees the belt, or they don't see it unless they're up close and you're moving in a position where you're going to expose your midsection area, I don't think that these rules are as strong, and you can start to bend them, because I realize that you live in a world in which you don't always have that perfect belt combination readily available. But I do think whenever you buy some shoes, always look to pick up a matching belt pretty soon. And again, take a picture with you or maybe wear the shoes, because the thing is your memory doesn't always, we like to think we know exactly what color it is, but that's not always the case. And yes, I know there's a little bit of tone difference whenever you're sending out a picture or if you've got a picture online with what is actually there in person. But when it comes down to it, you're going to get a lot closer than if you just rely on your memory. All right, guys, I want to take 1 minute and let you know about something that's really important to me, and that is that my friend Jordan Harbinger has started an amazing podcast called The Jordan Harbinger Show. I want you guys to go check it out, because this is the type of show that I love. One, it's entertaining. So you get over there, he goes into it a little bit longer than my podcast, and he gets into a lot of detail, but this guy has been podcasting for 11 years. He was over with The Art of Charm. He's now left, gone off. He's doing his own thing, and what you're going to love about the Jordan Harbinger Show is that you can be entertained and you can get a boost in your life at the same time. How does he do this? Guys, because he brings in amazing people and he teaches things like how to deal with crisis, how to cultivate resilience and grit, how to handle uncertainty and instability, how to protect your mindset, and how to get peak performance from your body, from those around you. It's just an amazing podcast. I think that if you've enjoyed what I've talked about here with clothing style, you are going to love what Jordan's doing out there. Again, he is a great friend. I just met up with him and his wife, Jen, in San Diego, and it's just a pleasure for me to introduce him and what he's doing over there. So go check it out, guys. Again, guys, the name of the show is The Jordan Harbinger Show. You can find it at jordanharbinger.com, or you can just simply go search over on iTunes, go into SoundCloud, go into Stitcher, just type in The Jordan Harbinger Show. You'll find it, guys. An amazing podcast. Highly recommend. Go check it out. So that's it. Pretty simple, right? But it is something that there's a lot of variation and there's always a lot of things that can change up. So I like to kind of dive into these basic rules, but hopefully that will allow you to go out there. And if you decide, I want to take this to a little bit different level, or I want to have fun with a fun belt, you'll know how to incorporate it into your wardrobe. Now, if you want more, go check out the show notes. They're going to be over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode104. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.